Hello, everybody. Welcome to our Denver Nuggets podcast. This will be a regular podcast. We haven't figured out what to name it yet because it's the first one. And you could send us suggestions. And by us, I mean me, Sean Drotar, 5280 Sports Network. You can follow me on Twitter at sdrotar. That's S-D-R-O-T-A-R. And my partner, Matt Smith. You're familiar with him, of course, with all our CU coverage at 5280. But he's also, hey, I mean, you know he's a basketball guy with CU. And you can follow him on Twitter at Real Matt Smith. The other Matt Smiths, forget that. The one that played Doctor Who. Nope, not that guy. Real Matt Smith. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Sean. You know, Doctor Who's got two T's in his first name, and I think it's just that Google auto feature that, you know, whenever you Google Matt with one T, it always comes up, are you sure you weren't looking for Matt with two T's?
Yeah
I'm pretty
not.
Sure.
We're not. No time-traveling bow-tie guy here. Nope, just basketball.
No, not here.
We're going to talk about the Denver Nuggets today, who started out all right. They were battling. They were 3-3. Now they have lost four in a row. And at the moment, they look a little bit wobbly, despite having, when you look at it, six guys averaging in double figures. It just isn't quite going together yet. Matt, you've been down there a couple times. What are you seeing from this team?
You know, it's a team in search for answers right now. I think that Coach Malone, now in his second full year, is really struggling, I think, to get through to these guys at the moment in time. Now, you have to understand that they've dealt with a ton of injuries. Will Barton being out obviously has hurt them. Chandler not being able to stay on the floor these first 10 or so games consistently, I think, has been really detrimental to them. And I think their biggest injury, without a doubt, has to be Gary Harris, who just can't seem to stay on the floor. Keeps running back to the locker room during games, seems to have some nagging injuries. And I think with the Nuggets right now, they are in need of some shooting, and they're in need of some guys who can fill it up and space the floor for their two big men down the middle. And I'm not so sure that they have those guys that are putting up those consistent numbers. And that's their biggest issue right now, is consistency. They've got a lot of talent. They do on this team, but I think it's just the detail things and the fact that you're dealing with a really young core here. I mean, the guys who are seeing heavy minutes are still relatively young.
Well, the heaviest minutes are actually going to Danilo Gallinari, which would be deserved, but maybe you talked about
right.
The nagging injuries of Gary Harris, the nagging injuries of Wilson Chandler. If you're not a little spooked about Danilo Gallinari averaging 35 minutes a game, I don't know what to tell you, because I know I am, but I think for the Nuggets, you probably have to just deal with it. He's your most all-around dangerous player. I think you have to try to ride him, don't you?
I absolutely think you do. They need to learn to play through Gallinari, and I think they're struggling right now because they don't have a point guard who's getting them into good spots on the floor. I mean, as a point guard's responsibility, you have to set up the offense and the defense, and especially offensively. Emmanuel Mudiay is just not doing a good enough job right now of being the court general for this team. He's having a hard time putting it together possession to possession, let alone game to game. And when your starting point guard can't give you that consistency and you don't know what you're going to get from him on a nightly basis, it's really hard to build rotations around your starters.
Now, Emmanuel Mudiay is a whole of 20 years old, so we're not going to go absolutely bonkers and say bust
absolutely.
Or anything like that. But at the moment, you're talking about it, he is averaging 3.2 assists per game and 4.6 turnovers a game. That is not going to get it done. And I think that's why we've seen the increased minutes of Jameer Nelson. We knew he was going to play a lot of time anyway. But this type of minutes, I don't think that's exactly what the Nuggets wanted to do, the almost 25 a game. But you have to. You have to find a way to get this ball spread around a little bit. They don't have, they have a lot of talent. They don't necessarily have that one guy you run it through. We talked about Danilo Gallinari. But it means that the old, almost a Doug Moe motion offense, the idea that ball cannot get sticky, it's got to move all over the place, that's what the Nuggets have to do. And right now, Mudiay is not facilitating that. When you watch young players play basketball, and Mudiay is about the age of a junior in college, when you see those guys grow, how do they continue to grow, and how do they learn how to do that during a game?
You know, it's really about taking awareness of your situation and having the support staff, and not just the coaching staff, but the people you surround yourself in life with that keep you focused. And I think for Emmanuel Mudiay, you know, he's a guy who forwent college to go to China to make money because of his family situation so he could provide for his family, comes back. He never really had that extremely disciplined college experience. And, you know, the college game is opening up more and more. But I'm a firm believer in the fact that there are fundamentals that you learn playing college basketball that you might not play just going and jumping straight into playing professional basketball. And I think for him, it's a learning curve. I mean, it's really tough when your shot isn't falling consistently, and he doesn't have the best form as it is, but he's shown the ability to fill it up this season. I mean, you talk about last night specifically against Portland, he didn't have a point all game until the fourth quarter, and he scored 8 in like the matter of 5 minutes. You know, it's a situation where you have to find a way to create an identity as a team. And I don't know that you have the decision makers in place right now. So as those guys are learning, your identity is somewhat evolving and adapting around that. But they don't have a clear one right now by any stretch.
Yeah, when you take a look at the way that all of this shakes out, the shooting with Moutier, and it sounds like we're piling on with him. Like I said, he's 20. I think you should still be bullish about Emmanuel Moutier because he works. And when he works, you think that we see shots get better when you work. You can't teach getting taller. You can't teach getting faster, but you can teach how to shoot. So I think there's reasons to be optimistic. But he's shooting 34% on the season while taking the most shots on the team, almost 15 a game. That's not going to get it done. And then when you look at the other guy that they brought in, Jamal Murray, hoping that he might be the answer to shoot. Well, guess what? He's also shooting 34%, two of the very worst on the team. There's reason to think this will get better. But in the meantime, is this a team that needs to find a way to get the ball closer to the net, closer to the basket, and stop relying on jump shooting so much? We've seen Nuggets do this over and over again sometimes, even though they have big guys, even though they have guys who can play down low, the Nuggets still tend to settle for jump shots far too often.
You know, I think that that's a really good point that you bring up, specifically because when you have a guy like Yusuf Nurkic, who in my opinion is a very good NBA player, and I think he might be the best young piece that they have to build around. Now, of course, health has been an issue with him, but when you have such a dominant guy like Nurkic, and I'm not so sure that this whole Jokic and Nurkic playing together, starting together, rotation is really going to work. And of course, he benches Jokic and put Fried in the lineup last night against Portland, and he went off in that, especially in that first quarter. But when you look at what they're doing, you have to play through Gallinari and Nurkic, especially with that starting five on the floor or when those guys are on the floor. So if it's a situation where, as a point guard in Moutier, it's of course a learning curve. And, you know, I don't want to pile on to him like it may have sounded like I was doing, because there are some good things that he's done, but it comes down to managing the game as well, especially when you have talent around him. You know, he wasn't brought in to be a Russell Westbrook or a Kyrie Irving. We were very excited about the potential that he could turn into a very good player, but he wasn't ever going to be, you know, that 30 point a game guy, in my opinion. I don't think that's who he was. And so when you look at the pieces that the Nuggets have around him, they have a complete team. It's not a superstar. And because they don't have a star like you brought up, they have to play like this. But it's not just Moutier making these bad decisions. And their shooting percentage is very interesting. They're about middle of the pack in the NBA in three-point shooting percentage. They're about 13th, but they average the most free throws per game. So they're getting to the bucket, and they're getting the ball in the paint. But the problem is it's not the offense that's hurting the Nuggets right now. They're about middle of the road in the NBA, maybe just a little bit lower. They're not shooting their twos very well. They're 13th in the NBA in three-point field goal percentage, but they're 26th in field goal percentage, which just tells you that they're not making those mid-range jumpers and probably not settling for the right shots on most possessions. But it's defensively that they're really struggling. And this is a Nuggets team that's going to have to figure it out, Sean, because we're 10 games into it now, and they were talking at Media Day about competing for the 8th spot in the Western Conference playoffs. And if that's the case, then you need to turn things around pretty quickly.
Matt, when you talk about that team, of course, we're talking about sort of a decentralized team without a star. And as that kind of rolls around for this squad, you see the minutes spread out. They have a ton of guys averaging more than 20 minutes a game. You don't have a lot of these minutes sort of centralized in 2, 3, 4 players. Is that doing something to this team when you look at the way that the assist to turnover ratio is coming around, because it's not necessarily the same five guys on the floor at the same time?
Yeah, you know, it definitely has part to do with that, for sure. I mean, not being on the floor consistently always leads to a lack of rhythm. And in the NBA, it's just in sports in general, when your number's called and you don't have a ton of opportunity to do something, then if you're not in a rhythm, it's tough to really flow. But at the same time, with what Coach Malone's doing right now, he's essentially just looking at this team and telling them, listen, if somebody's going to play hard, somebody's going to go out there and compete on the defensive end, make good decisions with the basketball, you're going to play. And what should be concerning for Nuggets fans is that they aren't making good decisions with the basketball, so Mike Malone has to do that. They average the league's most turnovers a game, 17.5 turnovers a game. And conversely, their opponents average the second fewest turnovers a game in the NBA at 11.8. So you're turning the ball over and you can't get stops in the defensive end, and your opponents aren't making bad decisions and you're not forcing them to either. You're not going to win a lot of basketball games.
Yeah, I think that's one of the concerns with this team. And when you look at how deep it is, and it's deep, it's got a whole bunch of sort of B-plus players, but they're always still looking for that A guy, that superstar. I guess I would ask you, here's the challenge for me. When I looked at the beginning of the season and I looked at this team, there's a lot of talent. Guys like Malik Beasley, by the way, can't even really get on the court yet. And he's one of the guys that's supposed to help with shooting, one of their desperate needs. This season to me looks like trying to figure out what talent you have you can build around and what talent you can move on to maybe, for lack of a better term, consolidate it into some more significant minutes for specific players, whether that's by a trade or who knows what. But the Nuggets, I don't think, are sustainable going 10 deep like they're doing right now. They're going to have to find a way to maybe package some of these guys and move forward. So players like Juancho Hernangómez, guys like Malik Beasley, guys like Darrell Arthur, they need to play a little bit, or maybe they need to move them along. I don't think the Nuggets want to give up on their young guys, but they've got to find maybe an alpha dog somewhere. And if it's not on this roster, they might need to find it from someone else's. Personally, I think it'll eventually be Jamal Murray, but he's barely being able to crack the lineup all that much at this point. So how long can the Nuggets afford to wait? How quickly do they have to make their analysis on which of these players are building blocks and which of these players they need to move along from to get maybe better building blocks?
It seems like there's more and more pressure each year now under Tim Connelly, and which is a good sign for Nuggets fans because it means that they are moving forward. But I think this Nuggets team dealt with something that they were not anticipating having to deal with. I don't think that they thought Nurkic and Jokic were going to be as game ready as they are by this point in their career. I mean, I think between Nurkic, Jokic, and Hernangómez, I think it worked out perfectly for them. But I think if you were to ask Tim Connelly, honestly, I don't think that they expected to have all of those three guys there right now and playing at a pretty high level. So with that being said, of course, you draft them and hope for the best. But that has turned out to a situation where now you have all that depth, like you brought up, Sean. And when you have all that depth, it's the best problem in the world, but it can also make it so complicated. And, you know, it's funny because when you don't have a superstar, the way you win in the NBA is with hustle and with team play. And right now, the Nuggets aren't doing either. So when you're not doing either, you're not going to go out and win more than 50% of your games, especially when you've got a guy like Barton, who I think brings that hustle and brings that desire to win. And I'm not so sure, you know, that many other guys really have that deep fire like he does, or at least maybe express it in the right ways. But I think that there might be a bit of a chemistry issue right now on this team as a result of how deep they are. It's not to say that they don't get along and that, you know, there's a lot of different personalities. There's a really good mix of vets and younger guys, but there's still about, you know, half guys who are 20, 21, 22 years old, and half of them who are in their 30s. You know, that you don't really see a good blend, you know, you don't really see a very clean blend is what I'm trying to say of a veteran laden team. You've got a lot of vets who have been brought in to kind of stem the tide while these younger guys get ready. And I think as a result, you don't really see a team that's got extreme competitive fire from night in and night out.
The Nuggets are 3-7, dead last in the Northwest, but you know they're looking up at Minnesota, Oklahoma City, Utah, Portland, and then the truth be told, while we think Denver's a very talented team, the thing is this division is stacked. I'm still not sure that Denver is all that much more talented than maybe any of the teams that are currently ahead of them. And over the next 2 weeks, Matt, you're talking about a big time run. You have Phoenix, Toronto, Utah, Chicago, at Utah, Oklahoma City, and then at Phoenix again. But this is five of those next seven games over the next 2 weeks are at home. It seems like we're saying this at a ridiculous time frame, only 10 games in, but the Nuggets probably have to make a pretty good run in the next 2 weeks or find themselves with a lot of homework to do because they can be buried in a hurry.
Absolutely. And I think that's the key thing to remember right now. The Nuggets just haven't been able to play well at home. They're only shooting 50% from the field at home. They're shooting 33% from three at home. I mean, you got to win these games. Now, I know that they've had some good competition and not a lot of home games, and you got a four-game home stretch coming up here starting on Wednesday night there with Phoenix. But when you look at this Nuggets team and what they have to accomplish coming up, it's going to be an all-hands-on-deck type of an effort because, you know, Coach Malone right now seems to be really struggling to get through. I would say that he's extremely frustrated with the start that they've gotten off to. But the thing is, Sean, you know, we talk about the things that they haven't been doing well, but they firmly believe that when they have all their players healthy, they can compete with anyone. And, you know, they've got a good amount of talent on this team. I think that there's a lot of youth, and I think that Malone's having trouble getting through to these guys at the moment in time. And obviously it's never easy when you have to deal with big time rotation players missing a lot of time, but they have to find a way to kind of take this slow start and turn it around, because with these four games coming up, you would really like to win three out of the four, but they're going to be tough. But at the same time, Sean, the Nuggets have been close in a lot of games. I mean, you look at the opening game of the year against Portland at home when, you know, Lillard makes a shot at the end there and Portland goes on to win that game. The Nuggets have been close in a lot of these games, but like Malone said last night after Portland, they're a three-quarter team. And I think that there are good stretches throughout most of their games this point this season where they're just not playing their, you know, given their all. There's a lack of focus, and it needs to be addressed moving forward, and it has to be addressed soon. And I really do think that's why we're starting to see Michael Malone, who's a very laid back guy. He's all business. I really like him. I think he's a very good coach, but I think he's really having trouble getting through to these players right now.
Well, as we wrap up this inaugural podcast, by the time we go ahead and do this next week, Matt, they will play Phoenix, Toronto, and Utah all at home. I don't want you to worry about predicting wins, losses. Not worried about that. But when you look at the way the Nuggets are playing right now, what do you want to see in those next three games on the court that makes you think they're pointed in the right direction?
I mean, number one is take care of the basketball. You have to stop turning the basketball over. You can't average 17 turnovers a game and win in the NBA. Then at the same time, I'd like to start to see them find some rotations. You know, I think now at this point, 10 games in, we started to see Wancho emerge off the bench. Hernan Gomez is a guy who brings good energy. I'd like to see Malone continue to use him in that role and just see what he can do for this team. But changes need to be made offensively. I think they need to feature Nurkic a little bit more. Now, he's seen a lot of double teams and hasn't averaged, you know, even close to his averages the last few games. But I think you have to play through him, space the floor out with shooters, and just hope you make shots. You got to continue shooting the basketball because eventually they will fall. And I think if they can find a way to do that, and if Gary Harris can find a way to stay on the floor, Wilson Chandler's back now, can he continue to play? It'll be big to get consistency out of those guys, but you got to see them take care of the basketball. They've got the largest rebounding margin in the NBA right now at +8. They're doing what they need to on the glass. They just have to find a way to get stops defensively. They were leading a good portion of that game last night in Portland, Sean, and they couldn't get stops when it counted. And especially they couldn't do that the other night against Golden State, although they ran into a buzzsaw with them. It's a situation where it's about playing a higher level of basketball and a more mature level of basketball. You've got to stop turning the ball over, and you've got to find a way to limit what the opposing team can do. I mean, you're allowing 108 points a game, and if you're going to do that and not score 109 and 120 each game, then you're not going to win many basketball games.
So get stops and no turnovers. Well, that sounds easy enough, right?
Yeah, pretty easy, I think. Pretty easy.
So this is the challenge, of course, every time.
Every coach would love.
Right, yeah, exactly. It's the very nature of the NBA. You know, that's pretty much the most important things in the game besides, I guess, scoring. But the Nuggets have their work cut out for them. The interesting thing is we know the abilities here on the roster. The question is, how will it gel and how will it come together? We're looking forward to doing this every week and have an opportunity to check in with those exact issues with you. And hopefully they stop becoming issues and start becoming assets as the season goes on. He is Real Matt Smith. Of course, he does all our CU coverage as well at 5280 Sports Network. Follow him on Twitter at Real Matt Smith. You can follow me, Sean Drew, at Estrotar. You can also listen to me every morning on Mile High Sports Radio, 1340 AM, 104.7 FM in Denver, as well as SB Nation Radio on weekdays with my partner, Nate Lundy. So we can make sure that he has all sorts of ways to check us out at 5280 Sports Network because we've got it all covered and we're looking forward to adding this to the podcast. Thanks so much for the time, Matt. Looking forward to next week.
Absolutely, Sean. I'll see you then.
For Matt, I'm Sean. This has been a 5280 Sports Network production.